from ABC News. I'm Daria Almayer. Columbia University in New York is where the pro-Palestinian student protest movement began. Now the school and the city taking steps to end the demonstrations, which today expanded to the takeover of a campus building. The students demanding Columbia cut all ties to Israel. Mayor Eric Adams says it's gone too far.
That is why I'm urging every student and every protester to walk away from this situation now.
But ABC's Ike Ajachi outside Hamilton Hall says that isn't likely to happen.
I witnessed some pro-Palestinian protesters essentially deliver food items, water. I saw them deliver bananas, granola bars to those inside there. They actually pass those food items off through the gate so they can hopefully get it inside to those encampment protesters that are still held up right here at Hamilton Hall.
Columbia officials say anyone inside the building could be expelled. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Hamas to accept a ceasefire deal. Former President Trump fined $9,000 for repeatedly violating the gag order in his hush money trial.
This gag order is not only unique, it's totally unconstitutional.
Judge Juan Merchan also warned Mr. Trump that he could go to jail if he continues to verbally attack witnesses and jurors. A collision between a bus and a commuter light rail train left dozens injured.
Around 55 people were medically evaluated when a bus and a light rail train hit. Police say the bus was making a turn when it hit the train. LA firefighters initially reported only minor injuries, but once a triage area was set up, the LAFD reported two people were seriously injured and 16 went to hospitals. 37 more were treated on scene and released.
ABC's Alex Stone. Federal officials say they're testing the U.S. beef supply to look for the presence of bird flu virus. You're listening to ABC News. The governor of Oklahoma calls the tornado damage in Sulphur the worst he's seen in office.
Nearly every building in Sulphur, south of Oklahoma City, showed signs of damage.
Our town's devastated.
Andy Freeman is the city manager.
It's just our history, our soul. I mean, it's gone.
Exhausted and emotional, Freeman says he's determined to see Sulphur make a comeback.
If we have to dose it all down, streets, curbs, sidewalks, we're going to rebuild it.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today, the Dow off by more than 500 points. Eight newspapers are suing ChatGPT maker OpenAI and Microsoft for copyright infringement. The papers include the Chicago Tribune and the New York Daily News. They're seeking to stop the companies from using copyrighted articles to train chatbots. OpenAI says it takes care to support news organizations. A restaurant chain is betting on the gambling business.
If skee-ball and Hot Shots basketball is not giving you enough action at Dave & Buster's, you'll soon be able to bet on those contests. Technology company Lucra, which allows people to wager on what it calls contests or competitions, says it's reached an agreement with the entertainment chain to put its technology in their app. Players must be 18 or older to take part. A Dave & Buster's executive says it looks forward to giving their loyalty members real-time, unrivaled gaming experiences. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Walmart's closing its health centers and virtual care service, saying there's no sustainable business model to continue. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.